Dictation for Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Greiger, G-R-I-G-A-R, November 1583. Mr. Greiger is a 40-year-old gentleman, transferred to my service, end-stage renal disease, apparently from hypertension. He started dialysis within the last 4 or 5 months, January, presented with severe hypertension, renal failure, anemia, low platelets, nose bleeding, has a history of hypertension, probably 10 years, was on atenolol. He did not recall primary care saying anything about kidneys. Did have a temporal catheter, which has been changed to a tunnel one. This is the same one for the last 3 or 4 months. He's dialyzing in the house, excuse me, at ALMA, A-L-M-A. His prior nephrology just decreased time. He's feeling much better, has lost large amount of fluid retention. Appetite is slowly improving, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, making large amount of urine to the point that we don't have to remove fluid on dialysis. Blood pressure, however, remains high here. Says to be feeling anxious at home, apparently improved. He has not recovered kidney function. He is ESRD. Does have some post-dialysis lower extremity numbness, but no lightheadedness, no chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension. He denies diabetes. He denies coronary artery disease or heart abnormalities. No TAS stroke seizures, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no peripheral vascular disease. This question minor neuropathy. No liver abnormalities, no pneumonia. Did receive apparently 4 units of packet of red blood cells 4 months ago. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin as a child, hives. Next paragraph, minor smoking way back, no alcohol. Next paragraph, surgeries for tonsils, a prior colonoscopy for hemorrhoid bleeding. Next paragraph, present medications include hydralazine, nifedipine, Demadex, valsartan. In the dialysis unit, he's getting intravenous iron, heparin, anemia, Mircera, M-I-R-C-E-R-A. Fast oral binder is Renvela. Next paragraph, on physical exam, excuse me, family history, negative for kidney disease. Next paragraph, on physical exam, a little bit anxious, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, blood pressure in the 170s over 100s, but normally is in the 140s, 150s over 80s. Normal eye movements, normal speech, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid, no carotid bruit, JBD, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal distension, no major edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph. Chemistry's clearance at 1.21 KTB. Anemia, hemoglobin 11.8, ferritin 142, saturation 27%, albumin 4.2, potassium 4.2, phosphorus elevated 6.1. He admits not taking binders in a regular basis, calcium 9.8 with a PTH of 61. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, end-stage renal disease. Next number, hypertension. Question, primary glomerulopathy. No biopsy was done. I'm not aware of serology. Imaging did not show evidence of obstruction or urinary retention or stone or masses. Next number, tunnel dialysis catheter, no infection, AV fistula. Next week, Dr. Smith, S-M-I-T-H, discuss about home peritoneal dialysis, not interested. Next number, renal transplant, exploring Henry 4. First phone call already done. Next number, clearance in the low side 1.21. We might need to increase the time again. Next number, anemia at goal more than 10. Iron levels acceptable. Continue protocol of iron replacement and EPO. Next number, normal nutrition. Next number, normal potassium. Next number, elevated phosphorus. He was forgetting to take binders. Discuss the importance of that and diet. Next number, no evidence of severe hyperparathyroidism. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient at length. All questions answered, educated, provided. End of dictation.